Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hey Sane Man, it's been a while since I've seen anyone post a link to the Fleetwood Mac song, Go Your Own Way, in the comment section. I always figured the song Dreams to be a better choice because I like the lyrics. Have you any dreams you like to sell? Anyways, when I said I didn't want a relationship anymore, I left, with no bag or even a phone. I drove to my parents' house and asked my mother to let my partner know where I was, and when I was able to talk after 20 minutes or so. Some hours later, I used the landline to let him know that I was going to spend the night there. He wanted to talk to me about custody of our son. The most awkward thing about it was how he sounded, kind and with the best of intentions. Me not being interested in talking, I let him know that the state would care about proper housing before anything. The next day, I went to work and then home, where we discussed things further, after the boy went to bed. It was mostly him asking questions, and me saying yes or no. He asked me in what universe does it make sense for me not to want to break up with him, but also not wanting to be in a relationship. I said the one where what I need constantly conflicts with what I want. We did talk more, and I won't get into it. I remember back when you were dating, you had plans to live in a separate unit in the same building with an ex, and planned on having kids that way. There wasn't a lot of detail back then, so tell me more about your plan. Could you maybe get into it? I'd like to see if I can reshape this shattered dream of mine, even if I only feel like I'm building a house of cards. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. The title of this video is sort of in response to today's not-so-mystery link called The Beginning of the End, How Men Lose Power in Relationships, by Dr. Orion Terrabon, and I've linked down below. The video blew my mind because it explained why I left the women I was with in long-term relationships. And it probably explains why you feel the way that you do. In a relationship, once you give a woman power or equality, she loses respect for you. And then the relationship is basically over. Yet at the same time, we've been socialized by society to crave equality, and we're told that it's going to make us happy. As men, sharing authority in a relationship with a woman always felt right to me. But Dr. Terrabon explains that equality is the beginning of the end of how relationships disintegrate. In your case, your partner, he's the primary caregiver in your relationship for your child. You hold the majority of the financial assets, i.e. you own the property. You have the majority of the power in the relationship. You could also, in theory, take your son now that he's old enough to not need your husband as a caregiver, and leave him. But you say that what you need constantly conflicts with what you want. Women want to have agency and control relationships and have power over them. But when they have it, they get pissed off at the man for giving it to them in the first place. That's the conflict. I'm not a woman and I can't imagine the duality of not being happy with power, but also not being happy when others have power over me. But given the choice between the two, a woman seems to be more mentally stable if she's led by a man that tells her no and has leverage over her. She may not like him for it, but at least she respects him for it. My long-term relationships, the women lost respect for me when I shared power and eventually gave it to them. To make most of the decisions. I felt the animosity and eventually it turned into contempt and hostility, and then I just knew instinctively that the relationship was over, because my decisions were constantly being undermined. After all, how can you, a woman, respect a man like that without frame or power over you? No wonder you're probably getting awkward vibes to leave your husband and possibly seek out somebody else who's the more dominant one. If I were ever to entertain getting into a relationship in the future, this power dynamic would be one of the first things I would talk to about the women I would date. I guess the most important question to ask is, which I don't have an answer to, is can a woman regain respect for a man after she's lost it? Maybe you can tell me all about that in our next coaching call. That's something Dr. Orion didn't talk about in his video. He's also said that out of all the people he's done relationship coaching with, only two outcomes happen. The bad ones where the man loses power, and in about five relationships where the man maintained power and frame. And the outcome was good enough for him to want a relationship like that for himself. Last I checked, Dr. Orion is still single. I'm thinking that a man's conscious mind wants equality, but when that happens, the woman eventually pushes for more and more power, and the dominant role eventually disrespecting him, and a man, if he's anything like myself, once that happens, he leaves because he doesn't want to be emotionally abused. From my experience, when men and women move in together, that's usually when things start to fall apart. Because the guy often shares household responsibilities, and the woman starts to look down on him. Fat Cat, in your case, you had a traumatic brain injury, so you need him to look after your son while he's still smaller. But that doesn't mean that your female nature doesn't get triggered by his behavior in lower status than you. As for those women I planned on living down the street or hall from, they didn't like the idea. I suspect they got together with me believing that they had more power in the relationship, on account of one of them being a chief financial officer at a publicly traded company, and the other being a manager at a Costco store. In my relationships in my 20s and 30s, I started with fame and being respected, and that was slowly eroded over time. It wasn't my fault nor hers. It was just that I didn't understand male or female nature. The women I dated 10 years ago didn't respect me from the get-go, even though they were attracted to me and wanted to get my baby better. They had baby rabies, and I think part of me told them that I was the same man to see how they would respond, to suddenly having them realize that they didn't have as much power over me as they thought. Because after all, a woman might think that a man wants to be with a more powerful woman. Because after all, they crave to be with a more powerful man. Fat Cat, that would be the equivalent of your partner saying he's got a small house in France and thousands of people follow him online. How would you respond if he said that? The saddest thing is that if I knew all of this years ago, I could have actually explained it to my partners, and if they understood it well enough, as well as I did, that could have actually possibly salvaged the relationships. I believe that as a man, to keep respect and authority, you have to be emotionally distant from the woman, limit sex with her, and try not to fall in love with her. But she may not like that. But love is the ultimate drug for a man, and an addiction that'll cost him his relationship, the woman's respect, and possibly even his family and wealth. It's a catch-22 situation. I think the subconscious of many men has figured out that it's impossible to have a relationship with a woman that doesn't respect him, so why even bother? After all, wasn't it your partner, Fat Cat, that offered to move out? Maybe that's what you felt. You women are conflicted. You want to break a man's spirit, but simultaneously, you don't want him to change and no longer be the man you were first attracted to. It's neither of your faults. It's that no one told you about male or female nature. Maybe with this knowledge, you can finally salvage a bad situation. Women always say that men are often intimidated by their success or financial status. Of course guys are. They don't want to be pushed around by a woman that thinks that she's better than him. The idea of living close to your partner but still apart was also tried by Tim Burton and his wife Helena Bonham Carter. They had two houses next to each other and their relationship still fell apart. I think the goal is for both men and women to understand male and female nature and then choose to sacrifice their desires for the greater good. I think that's the only way things will work. Both have to be on the same page. Your partner also asked you, in what universe does it make sense to not want to break up, but also not be in a relationship? That's exactly how I felt leaving those women in my 20s and 30s. I loved them, but I thought that they were evil, and that they were just hiding who they were for many years. Now I realize that it was just their nature coming out, based on me losing status in their eyes, over time. I wanted to be with them, but simultaneously didn't want to be with them as well. There were good and bad things about those relationships. Maybe you can pick up a copy of Dr. Ryan's book or just watch his YouTube channel called Psychax for more ideas. Throwing away a 20-year relationship that's going to devastate your son is not a good idea, Fat Cats. When you don't know what's motivating you, then it's a good time to read or listen to someone that knows better about relationships. Your situation means that with your physical disability, you're going to need somebody to help you raise your son. But if your partner does it and doesn't focus on building a career and financial status as big as yours, or even bigger, then you're not going to be satisfied either. It's a catch-22 situation. You're damned either way emotionally. But maybe at least now you have a better understanding of the way you feel, and it's not your fault, but it's the way that your female biology makes you feel automatically. Our human instincts haven't had a chance to catch up to the equality and women gaining more status and resources than men these days. It feels right for women to gain more power and money than men, but at the same time they want men to have more higher status than they do. That's what I suspect your conflicts are really about. You ladies will never be satisfied being in relationships with men that are less than equal than you. It's basic hypergamy. It's like you're pricing yourselves out of the relationship market because you're outcompeting men in the financial and physical world. Fat Cat, maybe you didn't marry your partner because deep down you thought that you would lose respect for him if he were to put himself in such a vulnerable position like that. I think that Psychax video is one of the most important red pill videos of the last 5 years. It just shows us how deep the issue really runs deep. Then men and women will either have to figure this out, or men will have to use technology to reproduce and gain sexual pleasure because relationships are increasingly a problem that can't be solved. I gave up on that problem 10 years ago now and chose to stay single. I suspect that much of the human race is about to fall in my footsteps. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat has all the power and that's making her hesitant to get smashed by her partner. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women realizing that their nature is making them unhappy and still not doing anything to solve the problem away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.